Islamic State wants influence in Indonesia's schools. Trump is forcing agencies to think about member care. And while Ebola is easing, it's still on people's minds. These stories and more coming up on Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Did you know the Islamic State terror group has started recruiting children? Part of their overall strategy is pulling up the next generation and indoctrinating them with their ideology. ISIS sets down roots when they take over through laws, courts, and schools. Now that they're in Indonesia, Open Doors' David Curry explains.
We're trying to push their extremist theology through the schools, through textbooks, and by and large, the message that these children are getting in Indonesia who see this textbook is that it's okay to kill people who are not Islamic.
Even so, sharing the hope of Christ will continue just much more carefully. Persecution isn't new, but ISIS changes the whole game.
People being chased out of their homes for converting to Christianity. These kinds of things are happening in episodes around the country. What you could have is a very chilling effect, and eventually you could have a very hostile effect.
Open Doors tells the stories of the persecuted church and offers practical support. They're asking you to pray. If you want more ways to help, check out our website. Next, child brides in Guatemala are learning how to be kids again. Corby Dukes of Kids Alive International.
When we say child brides, we're talking girls who were, quote, married, unquote, at 10, 11, 12 years old. You have bodies that just aren't structured to have a baby, having to have a baby. This type of trauma, it's soul murder. Jesus said that the devil comes to kill and destroy, and that's what this is all about. It's the devil trying to kill and destroy the soul and hope and future of this child.
At the Oasis Center, Kids Alive workers aren't only restoring the safety and future of exploited girls, they're introducing them to the love of Christ.
We see resurrection. Seeing a 12-year-old, 13-year-old girl hold her baby and worshiping God is one of my favorite experiences.
You can learn more about Kids Alive and the Oasis Center at missionnews.org. This is Mission Network News. Missionaries assist people through traumas and sharing the hope of the gospel, but sometimes missionaries themselves need renewed hope. Wycliffe Bible Translators USA is one organization behind the expanding mobile member care team, a ministry to missionaries. Darlene Jerome of Wycliffe Bible Translators.
Our vision is resilient communities of cross-cultural workers caring for each other and equipping them to thrive in the midst of life's challenges, of the traumas that they're encountering.
Jerome explains their passion and how you can help.
We just feel tremendously privileged to come alongside missionaries in tough spots. They are special, special people. They need our prayers. They need our help. When you see the news come across, let that be a prompt to pray for them. They are there in all these countries you're seeing on the news, so pray for them and their communities, that they could be strong and courageous in the Lord.
Elsewhere, what would national headlines have to do with faith and race? A recent blog post by Alec Hill, president of InterVarsity Christian Fellowship, tells us about what he thinks about the killing of Tony Robinson, a young African-American who was shot and killed in his hometown. Although this story hit national news, he and his staff went out among the neighborhood to pray for Robinson's family. Continue to pray that Christ would use InterVarsity as a voice of hope and healing in the community. And in Liberia, West Africa, Ebola is finally slowing down. It's left so much death in its path. Global Aid Network reports schools, international borders, and larger companies are reopening. But the United Nations predicts it'll take years for the economy to stabilize. While threats of another outbreak from neighboring countries still loom, Gain wants to work as the hands and feet of Jesus to bring healing and relief. You can help him by going to our website at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. ISIS is all over the news. Persecution's an everyday reality for Christians choosing faith over survival. With your gift to Mission Network News, I'll send you a copy of Tom Doyle's brand new book called Killing Christians, Living the Faith Where It's Not Safe to Believe. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the Killing Christians link at missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.